What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Are we on?
Yeah.
All right.
Can you keep an eye on that, Tanya, and make sure it doesn't crash?
I think she can make sure it doesn't crash, but she can tell us if it does. Oh, it crashed. Fuck.
Fuck. That's exactly the response. Hello, Ben. Welcome to the podcast. Ben McLennan,
welcome
everyone.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, guys.
That was a shit intro.
Yeah.
That sucked.
It's not great. Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Not our best work.
No.
Can only go up from here, though.
Yeah.
You got to start low.
Yeah.
You set the bar low and then
we start low energy by the end of it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, settle down, cunts.
Settle the fuck down.
Do you reckon you could start a job like that? Just be like super fucking retarded on the first week.
Well, I think that's how most people start jobs.
Yeah, that's every job.
Yeah, but like, no, like even worse than everyone else. I'm like, oh, this cunt might not make it.
Oh, like, so like, I'm a terrible swimmer. And whenever we had to do swimming at school, I was guaranteed to be in like the low class.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to risk it. So I'd be like, I'd be like doggy paddling and shit just to make it. And they're like, yeah, you're in remedial. I'm like, yes. All I got to do is go down and get a floaty.
No,
a sinky. And all these other cunts are swimming laps. I'm like, yeah.
I just get to play in the pool and smoke these retards like, if they want to swim against me.
Yeah. I was like, there's no chance I'm getting put in like even the class above the bottom.
Yeah.
But I wasn't risking it. So.
Yeah.
Just punging on so bad. Like, nah, gun. Swimming's not for you. At least you float.
Yeah, I don't float, eh? I fucking sink if I'm just like laying there. Like, if I fall off a cruise ship in the middle of the ocean, there's no rescue for me.
Oh, yeah.
I just sink to the bottom and die.
Nah. Yeah, with me, it'd be the exact opposite. You'd just see the reflection of the moon bouncing off me. What is that? Fucking, is that an iceberg?
Iceberg! Bloody hell! Oh, no, it's bugging me, is what he says.
Yeah.
Bugging me!
Oh, bug me!
I think they've still got the old Tommy phones and fucking. For some brand new P&O cruise liner. And
except all the dudes that go down in the bottom of that cruise ship are Indian.
Wow. Just throw Bobby under the bus, why don't you? He's our friend.
There's a lot of Indians that work on cruise ships.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I didn't know that.
Bash him, Bobby. Bobby, if you're listening to this, bash him. Next time you see him, rub your dick scab on him.
Bobby's not listening to this podcast.
Fuck no, not until I send him this clip. Specifically. Wow, Mitch got really racist against your people. Oh, fucking Ben's just slapping the mic on his chest.
I didn't say there was a problem.
You had one job, Ben. Hold the microphone. And he's like, duh, duh.
I told you earlier, it's me thumbs.
Sorry, bro. Forgot about you. You struggled to join the human race.
Yeah. I didn't say there was anything wrong with them being Indians. Like, fucking.
It doesn't matter. As soon as you mention
Race.
Someone's race. Yeah, you're in trouble.
If you acknowledge anyone's race, that's racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't see colour.
That's right.
I'm colour blind.
You're a liar.
Yeah, I know. And and a racist. A liar and a racist.
Fucking Jew. That's a problem.
Mm. Yeah, I don't see colour. I extort everyone equally.
Yeah.
That's just a play on that hack bit. I don't see colour, I hate everyone equally.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that one.
Yeah, it is shit.
It's overdone. I don't hate it because it's, like, sort of racist. That's fine. I just hate it because it's hack.
You're like, yeah, it's fair yeah. Point, but
I was like at the Crown and Anchor when the guy was like, black people can't swim. I'm like, yeah, but we've heard that joke. Like,
yeah.
The problem is, it's like, it's not a terrible joke, but tends to be the people who do use it are just horribly racist.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like a shitty
stereotype. So I was like, I know you're saying
best.
You're not, but you are. Like,
yeah.
It's yeah. Just, you're just coming with a clever way of being like, I'm not so bad.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Oh, I saw this, I got this new joke I'm going to try next week. I saw this dude at the pub and his shirt. All right, first of all, I thought his shirt said body care, orc hard. And I was like, that's a weird shirt. because I'm like a nerd. I'm like, orcs are cool. Why is this orc hard? Tell me more. Body care orc hard. And I was like, just kept looking at his shirt. I'm like, what the fuck is this cunt's shirt about? And then he had a jacket on, so it was like covering up some of the letters. And the full shirt was, nobody cares, work harder. And I was I liked it when I was talking about the orc getting hard.
Body care makes the orc hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw this shirt, I'm just like, this guy's never worked manual labor in his life. Wearing this fucking shirt, this fucking asshole. It made me so mad.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, fucking... I was like, yeah, you know who really wouldn't appreciate that shirt? The Chinese kid who had to make that.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can't read English. Jesus Christ. He's just going to make thousands of shirts a day with nobody cares, work harder on them.
What this shirt say? Nobody care, work harder. All right, don't tell me that.
I'm stealing that. Oh, that's so good. Oh my god. Accent and all, I've got to do it on stage.
You got to commit.
What does your shirt say? Yeah. Nobody care. Oh my god.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Don't tell me that. It's funny because they're speaking English.
Dude, if you could learn that joke in learning it in Mandarin.
Yeah, okay.
And then deliver it in Mandarin, and no one will get it, and it'll just be awkward.
Yeah.
But me and Ben will.
Yeah.
Me and Ben will. We'll know exactly what you said, and it'll kill with us.
And it won't be racist because I'm doing it in Mandarin. Yeah. So even if I'm doing the accent.
Exactly. There's that one Chinese dude. He's like, fucking racist.
Fuck you, white boy.
I made that shirt.
Oh, fuck.
It's a fun accent.
It is a fun accent. Can't do it anymore, though.
No, you can't do anything anymore.
Unless you're Cabba. Cabba gets away with it.
Yeah.
He doesn't get away with it in Sydney.
Not all the time.
Yeah, definitely can't do that one in... certain parts.
Yeah, you go out west though, pubs and shit.
Oh, like, dude, he'd kill.
Go to Cessnock. Fuck yeah. They want to hear about Gene. Is it Gene? His neighbour?
Yeah.
The Asian dude? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever need help, Gene, we're at number 37. Oh, number 37, the sweet and sour pork.
Maho.
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 So good. And he's Lev one.
Oh, dude.
I've seen Cabra in ages. Miss Cabra.
Yeah. We've got to get him on. We planned to, like, get him on, and then
he slept in till 11. His whole family slept in till 11.
He's up all night playing poker or something?
Yeah.
I don't know what he was doing. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know what happened. He's just like, yeah, slept in.
He was probably just like, yeah, fuck these idiots.
They were planning, like, a full family trip down here. He was going to leave them at the beach, come do the podcast, and then go hang out with them afterwards.
Yeah, right.
And then he's like, oh, sorry, I slept in 11 o'clock. I'm just like picturing him and his toddlers all getting out of bed at 11 o'clock. Like, rough night last night.
I don't think I could sleep into 11 o'clock anymore.
I usually wake up early now.
Six.
When you're in the routine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sucks. Especially if you've been up until fucking 4 a.m. or 7 a.m. drinking with Eddie.
Yeah. So, all right. So tell us about my... I was going to say my Movember show, but in the end it really wasn't.
Yeah. You had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, pretty much.
You made me make a poster. You made Eddie organise it.
Yeah.
Actually, you're really good at delegating, to be honest.
Yeah, it got done.
Just be so useless that everyone has to do the work for you.
Yeah. Greatest event organiser in Newcastle.
That was the key to my RAF career. Just be so useless, no one asks you to do anything.
No, look, I think overall the night was a win, but...
Second half was a win.
Yeah.
It was like a game of footy. First half was fucked.
But the boys really brought it out in the second half. You just picture Eddie taking yous back to the locker room. Guys.
All right, so first thing that was a problem, and she might hate me for this, but it was Eddie. I think she'll accept the critique. Off the bat, It's like a Movember show.
Yeah.
And no fault of Eddie's, but a lot of her jokes are like shitting on men.
Yeah.
So it's just like, we're here to support men.
I never really thought of it, though.
And then she just gets up and starts shitting on men. And I'm like, this isn't going well.
Yeah. Well, it was like...
Oh, and it was also... the show's supposed to start at 7.
Oh, yeah. All right. Rewind.
So before that the show even starts... We're standing over near the sound booth, kind of thing. And this Sheila's sitting at this table with this bloke, and she's like pointing at me and beckoning, and I'm like, oh.
She wanted some.
Yeah.
She wanted a bit of red.
But yeah, I was like, oh, this is another person that I've just met and forgot because
she'd heard you bit about fat chicks.
Yeah, nah, she wasn't big actually. But yeah,
I
assume she was. I thought she was pointing to Eddie.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, you. And I'm like, all right. And I went over there. I'm like, hey. And she's like, the show starts at 7. It's like, I don't know, what was it, 20 past, 25 past?
She just
like
said, well, obviously not.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it starts at 8. She goes, nah, it said 7. I went, I'll get Eddie. I was like, Eddie. And then he comes out. She's like, oh, no, sorry. And we looked at the flyers. It says starts at 8, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So anyway,
the tickers. The tickets were wrong.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Sorry, I was just checking your mic was on.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, so, show keeps going on, or not even the show, the night's going on. I think it gets to like 2:45 and we're still kind of standing over. And she comes up and she's looking at me more than anyone else for some reason. She's like, oh, I've got anything to do with it. She's like, look, everyone's getting pissed off that the show's running late. So if you guys could like start now, that'd be great. But if not, that, you know, that's okay. I'm like, well, if it's okay, then sit the fuck down. These are things I don't say. Out loud. And I was just like, look, you'd have to go see Eddie, but chances are it's starting at 8. And she's like, yeah. And she went and sat down. I'm like, what the fuck do you want me to do? So there's apparently, like, I think she was the only one who was disgruntled, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because
she
read the fucking thing wrong. But she's like, oh, everyone's pissed off. So
well, I speak for everyone because I'm a white woman.
Yeah, that's right.
They really do. They try and speak for everyone.
Yeah. So there was that. And then, yeah, I never really picked up about the whole Eddie thing, but I'm like, oh. Yeah, so anyway.
Crisis avoided with that chick. I wanted to say something. I was just biting my tongue, just like, this fucking bitch.
Yeah. I don't know why she singled me out. I'm like, I don't know you, so I've got nothing
to
do.
She looked at everyone there and she's like, he's the alpha.
He's the weak link. No. I can bully him.
Yeah, maybe.
Perform for me now.
Okay. It was like over 15 minutes. Just shut the fuck up. Grab another beer and just wait.
You were wrong. Shut up.
Anyway.
So, yeah. So the
first couple acts in the first half went all right. They page destroyed.
Yeah.
Paige,
and it was a mixed crowd. It was like half male, half female.
Yeah. Paige probably did the best on the night. She fucking blew the house down, eh?
Mm. She's funny.
She's so good, man. She's probably one of my favourite comedians going around. She's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, I can watch her set and I'll still laugh at the same jokes.
It's like, really well. Again. Yeah, she's really well delivered.
Yeah, and such a tight, like, joke writer. Like, there's no fat on any of the jokes or anything. It's just...
That'll happen if you've been doing them for many years.
Oh, I don't know how long she's been doing them. I've
a while. I've heard that set so many times.
Okay, I only...
But yeah, it is fucking well polished because, yeah, she's been doing that set for a long time.
Okay,
but
I didn't, she's I didn't
been
know
doing
how
new stuff now, so it's
good. Yeah, I didn't know how old she, you know, into the game
she's been doing it longer than us because I know I've come... Like, she came up... She used to live in Sydney and came up and did a set in Newcastle with this other dude, and they both just crushed. And I was like, fuck, these people are good.
Yeah, right.
And then they moved up here and have been doing the same set ever since.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hey. Or at least, like, most of those jokes.
Off subject for a bit.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Chevet first came up? Was he advertised as a newbie? Because I found out the other night he's been doing it for 3 years. And I was like, I swear when he first came to the Stag... They said it was his first time.
First time performing at the Stag, I think.
Oh, right. But,
I know what you're talking about. There was a bunch of them that said it was their first time.
Yeah, I thought he was one of them.
Because the form that's online is ambiguous. It's like, is this your first time performing? And they probably think that it means, like, at that venue.
Stag. All right.
Yeah. And so people will check it.
Because I remember, like, because he was like, oh, is that a dinosaur? And I was like, oh, that's a really good joke. That sounded really sarcastic. But it was like, I was like watching him.
You
I'm
just
like,
didn't want to do the accent.
Yeah. No, I can't do two different.
I'll do it.
But I remember seeing him and be like, I don't think this guy's the first timer. He's pretty comfortable on stage and he's pretty good. Like, But yeah, I don't. There must have been a miscommunication because yeah, the other night he's like, oh yeah, about 3 years, and I was like, ah, okay, righto. So
it just reminds me of that Jurassic Park joke though, so I don't like it.
What one's that?
The what do you call? Is it a blind dinosaur?
Oh, do you think he saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I fucking hate that kid. Yeah. Fuck him, Timmy.
Can you imagine?
Even that's a shit name, Timmy. God, anyone called Timmy?
Climb down, and he's just like, useless. I can't climb. He's like that fucking.
Yeah, you got up there. What yeah. are you doing? Yeah. You do the opposite in reverse.
It's easier getting down than up. fucking stupid kid.
Fuck that kid.
Man, he gets belted though. By like 24,000 volts or whatever it is. It's like thousands of volts.
Yeah.
Enough to kill it. Yeah. Like fuck up a T-Rex and Timmy gets blasted by it and somehow survives.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, like full dead. He just like gives him fucking mouth to mouth. He's all good. Gets up, walks away. It's like, can't.
Do you reckon they
3 weeks in an ICU.
Lives to fight three that? More dinosaurs at least.
That was like back in the day when they, like the producers were putting those scenes in for the actors. They're like, do you want to kiss a kid?
Oh, fuck.
Let's make this stupid fence climbing scene just so Sam Neill can make out with a little boy.
I love the idea of Sam Neill's suggestion. Like, what if he doesn't get off in time? And Dr. Grant's going to be even more of a hero.
And blowing in his mouth doesn't work, so I have to blow something else. And then he wakes up.
It's just a thing. What are you doing?
Wake up, Timmy.
That's not where he breathes, Dr. Grant.
Sorry, I don't know humans very well. I'm all about the dinosaurs.
Most dinosaurs breathe down their penis. Prove me wrong.
He's like, I'm the dinosaur doctor.
I'm the dinosaur.
Not you, you little bitch. Timmy well. Doesn't wake up and he just abandons her. He was only looking him after for Timmy.
Alright, back to November though.
Just waiting for the girl to die so that sweet Timmy and him can be left alone.
Sweet
she's
Timmy.
Like, he's like, he locks her out. He's like, tell us when the raptors get here.
The best part of that is just sweet Timmy.
Sweet young That's Timmy. Such a gentle soul. oh man!
I won't ever be able to watch that movie.
He's just fucking
him.
Trying to get to him before
Timmy.
Colonel Sanders does.
Oh, yeah,
the old guy.
He was already trying to, you know, fucking fondle that fat kid at the start with his little raptor claw. He's like, get your crust of belly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dr. Grant's all about them kids.
That was fucking weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They eat you from the arsehole first while you're still alive, just like this. I'm the dinosaur guy. Prove me wrong. Like a hyena.
The dinosaur's closest relative, the hyena.
You know when they're diving through the shit?
Yeah.
She's like, into the shit, and he's like, I prefer to get it from the source.
just starts giving the triceratops a rim job.
It's all...
Easy, girl. It'll be over soon. It'll be over soon.
Oh, mate, there he's like... Life finds a way.
Chaos theory.
When the triceratops orgasms, the water moves.
Anyway, back to November. Got a bit off track there. So first half, sort of went off the rails. It was like Leo lost him a little bit. He had him for like most of it. Then he sort of lost the crowd. Crowd was getting noisy. Then who went on after Leo? They brought it
back.
I think
it was Paige.
Paige brought it back. And then Bill went straight up. And first joke, absolutely fucking bombed. As it would, because he got up on stage and he's like... Greta Thunberg's going to die.
Yeah.
That's how he opened it. And everyone's like, whoa. This dude's got stuff to say.
But it took like 5 seconds for them, almost a collective group, to just go, "I hate you. Like, yeah. We don't like you."
Fuck.
They hated
yeah.
him off the bat,
and then yeah. he
won them over.
He won them back. He told this awesome story. I wouldn't be able to do about looking after kids and shit, and you know, and it was really good. And he won them back. It was just as the story went 100%. On, everyone just got yeah. on board.
Yeah,
and he had them back. And it was, and he goes, "Oh, how much time have I got left?" And we're like, and
"It's a book show. Just do whatever. You're not bombing."
Yeah,
and he's like, "Allow me to demonstrate." Yeah.
So it took him 5 seconds to lose him, 5 minutes to win him back. It took him another 5 seconds to lose him again, and he didn't get him back.
It was like the opposite of, like, you know, you're supposed to open strong,
yeah.
And if you got to do new stuff, maybe a little bit in the middle, like yeah. sandwich it in, and then yeah. finish strong. He did yeah. the opposite. Complete opposite. It was fucking
and then
beautiful.
Some guys, actually, a few people started yelling out to him, and he started trying to have a go back at them. But the problem was at this stage, the crowd liked the hecklers more than him.
Oh,
the heckler
no.
yelled something out, and he was just this drunk cunt. And he's like, "Rah, rah," and everyone's like, "Yeah, what he said." Just like,
and then some girl was like, "How about you stop being so homophobic and get off the stage?"
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, it hurt to watch. It was funny as fuck.
And then he just walked off the stage. Like, she
yeah.
won.
Just exited
she
the building. He just, yeah.
Yeah.
See you later.
I think
later.
Did he just leave the whole venue straight
yeah.
away?
Yeah.
Just
really?
Off the stage,
yeah, I think he went and got
out.
His mate and just walked straight out.
Yeah.
Which is a bit sad, but... And then
haven't heard from him since.
Yeah, he left
yeah.
the group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
And then Eddie yeah. was like in, like, seemingly like she's a bit frazzled and in, like, damage control because it's right before the break.
Yeah.
And which I don't blame it because fuck, what do you do?
People could have just
and she's trying to do
out.
Something. Like, she's, you know, trying to get something going and some guy's like, "I know a joke." And she's like, "Oh, come on up and tell us then." And this guy,
the drunk cunt in the front row.
This drunk cunt
heckled.
Gets up there and he's like, "Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you see?" And then proceeded to basically say nothing for about, well, the best part of a minute. And then they're like, "All right, this is going nowhere. Get it. Get the, yeah."
Started playing the
and
music.
Trying to get the microphone off him. He's like shrugging away. He's like, "Nyah."
He didn't want to give it back.
Yeah, he's like, and he wouldn't get the microphone back. And then we're like, "What the fuck do we do?" Like,
yeah.
Just having to kick him out. And we're like, if anyone stays after the break, like, credit to him because this has just gone awry. But the second half went off. So.
Yeah.
Oh, for no. the best thing was because, like, it ended on like, a bit of homophobia and whatnot, I guess. Or that's the way the crowd took it, at least. But Liam was the first one on afterwards, so it kind of helped smooth it out. Like, hey, we're not pieces of shit.
Yeah.
We have our gay guy.
What she should have done is brought Liam up straight away. Should have just slotted Liam in to
that
close.
Would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Say,
Liam, can you get on stage?
Yeah. Get on stage.
Okay. Yeah.
Show us.
But the thing was, it happened.
He
so
would have been able to riff on that for like a good minute.
Yeah,
I reckon,
it happened
usually.
So fast though, too, because he won him back and then lost him so quick, and then like there's maybe a minute between there and him getting off the stage.
Yeah.
And then Eddie's up there going, "Oh,
what the hell do I do?"
Because
like, it was going to
break.
I mean,
it's not long to kind of go, "Hey, you, come on up, Liam." Like, we'll change the show
yeah.
structure. Like, hindsight's a beautiful thing, but yeah, if she come up with that in the moment, that would have been pretty impressive. But yeah, he was probably the perfect person to follow because we're like, "Hey, we've got our resident gay comic, you know, fucking come tell everyone we're all right."
Yeah.
It was a fairly
we like you, so we like all
the
gay
comedian
people.
Version of "I've got a gay mate,
yeah.
so
yeah.
I can't be
literally,
homophobic."
That's right. That's exactly yeah. what it was. It's like, "This is our gay friend. See how much we love him." And he's very gay. I love Liam. He destroyed, though, too. He
yeah,
did
he
really well.
He would have, yeah.
I think his opening joke didn't land, although I remember liking it. But
you know what was funny? That line that he usually does that's like about Dr. Carl, 1/16th fag.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, "Ooh." Like, the crowd didn't laugh at it.
Yeah.
Because of the stuff that Bill had done.
Oh, yeah.
That was like homophobic.
I didn't believe
he
was gay.
They were just like, "Oh, we can't laugh at anything to do with like anything like that all night now."
Yeah,
because it was, yeah.
I didn't notice
their
that.
Assholes were already puckered on the gay front. It's not what you want to have on the gay front. You want loose assholes.
No, you want them tight.
Well, fucking speak for yourself, mate.
That's why I'll never fuck you.
Yeah.
You haven't got a tight arsehole.
Come on, man.
Overall, I think everyone in the second half did pretty well, though.
You don't know that.
Yeah. Wow.
chop it off like a cigar cutter. Fuck you.
I'm known for my tight, aggressive arsehole.
I train it every day.
It's like a dog at a gate. Just chase postman down the street. Like, no one can believe I run this fast backwards.
I just doing anal kegels all day. Just for the one
the
time.
I only have an arsehole who can chew. No.
Have you seen those mouth things that you can get? They're like a rubber thing that fucking weirdos put in their mouth to chew all day to like strengthen their jaw muscles. So
yeah.
They get like a defined jaw. Some cunt overdid it and his face is just like, he looks so fucked. He's got like this full rectangle face from chewing too much. He's just addicted to chewing this fucking chew toy. His teeth must be fucked, hey? Because like, it's all
rubber,
in the front
of the right?
Yeah, it's like a rubber thing.
Yeah.
But maybe you could put that in your asshole to train it.
You can put almost anything in your asshole if you want.
If you're brave enough. Oh, man, I saw this video today. I sent it to my mate Robbo because he sends me fuck shit all the time. But no joke, this dildo is like yay fucking round. And this chick's just sitting on it.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, it's like as big as your head for people listening.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how big your head is. It's as big as your head.
Yeah.
That's how fucking big it is.
Insane.
It's enormous. And she's putting it up her ass. And it's like as thick as her thigh. It's like, wow.
Imagine if she was willing to like apply herself that hard to something else.
Yeah, I know.
Like, training is going to
be a doctor.
Yeah, you don't just go from, oh, I might put a finger in there to like, give me that fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Like, it just takes time and persistence. With, like, this is something I'm going to achieve.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a decade of work. She could have been a doctor with that time.
Or even just shredded as fuck. Like, just get a workout
shredded
program.
As fuck, but it is her asshole.
Yeah, she doesn't. She'd have to walk around in a nappy all day.
No, because like you see it at the start, it's like it's fine. It just fucking goes.
Yeah, but what about internal?
Nah, she'd shit herself all the time. She'd have no elasticity.
I don't think you're a doctor, mate. I don't think you qualify.
No, it's like a whole thing that happens to people when they get older. They're fucking assholes. All right, fair enough.
She's a young broad out there making fucking money. You reckon? Based on what?
Based off fucking stories I read. Like, porn stars talk about it openly. They're like, they shit themselves all the time from too much anal sex. All
right, I'm bringing that up. Where we continue. I have stuff to Google in the background.
Yeah. Porn stars shitting themselves from too much anal.
Okay. Google.
It happens.
True or false?
Yeah. Let's play true or false.
Like, I read it somewhere. That was the thing. I was like, well, I'll never forget that.
I'll never forget Sweet Timmy. I love that too much.
There's lots of videos of people shitting themselves during anal sex on video.
Oh, yes. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. If you know, you know.
Yeah. I was watching this fucking porn video, and this girl's getting plugged up her ass, but she was real bad at it.
Oh, no.
And she's, like, bending his dick.
Oh!
And then right at the end of the video, it was just like, instead of him going in and out of her, she was just bending his dick back.
Oh.
I was like, that doesn't look comfortable at all, but I want to see where this is going. And then right at the end, she shit on his dick. And I was like, she broke his dick, and then she shit on it.
That's an alpha move.
Yeah. Right. I bet he finished that like, that fucking sucked. That was awful.
Sphincters are rings of muscle. You can't stretch them out. The anus does dilate during penetration and for a few hours afterwards, but the rectum always returns back to its normal size unless something is horribly wrong. Ever heard the saying, can you hold your mud? Well, because if you've not excavated your basement completely, dick is just a really sexy suppository and the top will receive shit dick and it's fucking awful. This is why anyone who regularly engages in anal sex knows anal douching is essential.
Yeah.
So short term, there could be some problems if you're inexperienced, but unless something is horribly wrong, no long term effects should be experienced. From a gay man, certified gay man himself. There is a Vice article.
Well, he'd know.
But Vice is bullshit.
Yeah, Vice will tell you, like, what kind of arsehole you've got judged off your fucking star sign or something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the one I read was, like, all they're, like, talking about how bad porn stars
are. They probably all just got irritable bowel syndrome from fucking
maybe a bit of that.
Being fucked in the bowel.
Yeah, maybe.
Cool.
Anyway, let's move off that topic before I get hard.
Too late.
So, the Movember show, it was a whole thing.
This has been the longest wrap-up of a show.
Yeah.
I think overall the night was a win kind of thing, though. So.
Yeah.
Everyone was happy. Apart from that one lady that walked out.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Fuck her.
We got her money.
I don't know who you are, but fuck you.
Yeah. I was
and
walking out.
Was she the same bitch who was talking to me, actually?
I hope so.
Yeah,
but
fuck both of you.
I don't know.
In just a satchel of Richards, both of you.
At the same time, like, she didn't like the show, and she just walked out.
Mm.
That's the best thing you can do if you don't like something.
That is true.
Off.
Yeah.
That is true, but still.
Yeah, exactly. She could have just been a bitch and started heckling and ruined the show for everyone else.
No, she didn't. Kept it together.
And she couldn't even ask for a refund. It was for charity.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the best thing about
you're
that.
A piece of shit.
No refunds.
Yeah.
Just get up there.
Yeah, that's when you go hardest, actually, because no cunt's asking for a refund.
Yeah.
Bill should have said that. That would have been so good before he got off the stage.
Again,
he was just
hindsight.
Like, well, it's for charity, so if you want a refund, you're a fucking dickhead. And then just left. Oh, that would be perfect.
Did you do the star on Tuesday?
Yeah, I did.
At the start,
Yeah, it was all right. There was a bit of a crowd there.
Yeah, nice. Was it all just Eddie's friends or they legit crowd?
Some of Eddie's friends there. One of them.
Fuck.
I don't know if Eddie told her, like, dude, you've got 5 minutes, but this chick did, like, 10. Eddie's just beside the stage, just flashing the light over and over, and this chick's just not getting off the fucking stage. And then after being
flashed...
Was
she doing well, though?
No.
No. Okay.
She thought she was because she had a table of her friends and they were all laughing at all their stupid bullshit, but everyone else was having a terrible time. We're all sitting back just going, oh, fucking hell. It's like a TED talk. I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake, just stop. Just get off the fucking stage. Like, you've done your time.
Too much confidence.
You're way over time.
Yeah.
Dog shit jokes.
Yeah.
And, like, way too much confidence. And it's like, yeah, you're riding your first time on stage, which is fine. Like, everyone should get the chance to do that and have a good set.
100%.
But after that, you're going to fucking die a horrible death.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there to love it.
You'll be up there all confident and it won't go well and you'll hear it.
Yep.
You'll hear it. That sound.
When your friends aren't there.
Who was Mark's friend that came along and did comedy that time? That's like the one I always think of when I think of that.
Yeah.
I was like doing like the bicycle act outs and shit like that. And it was fucking crushing the first time he did it.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, it's your first time doing stand up. Like, give this guy lots of love. He fucking crushes. And he's like, yeah, this is sick. Like, stand up's awesome. And then he comes back next week.
I'm going to go home and call Netflix.
Next month. Yeah. He just fucking dies.
Probably went home that night. This is easy.
Oh, man.
I can stretch this out for an hour.
He came back and bombed so fucking hard that I haven't seen him back since.
No, I remember.
That was it for him.
I remember.
I was like,
hasn't even come
damn.
Back to watch the show. He used to watch.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, he heard it. You hear it. You hear the bomb.
The death. Yeah. sweet
death. Yeah.
You go one of two ways with it.
If it's an especially good bomb, you'll hear me.
Laughing.
I can't. I fucking try. I genuinely do try not to do it real loud, but sometimes.
Oh, it's such an arsehole thing to do.
I'll laugh at you all day.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I deserve it.
Yeah, the stag. You had a new bit that bombed.
Right off the bat, too.
Yeah, and then it was just me next to the stage laughing in his face.
It was so shit. It was like... Well, it was like, I don't know why. It was such a shit joke. I was like, I don't know why people are worried about 5G. I did my own research. The human body can handle up to 10 Gs.
Oh, jeez.
I should have said that.
I didn't mean that. I was just fucking...
Yeah.
That might have brought it back. And I was like, I'm never doing that joke again. Anyway. Here's
sometimes you double down on a bad joke, it like comes full circle.
Yeah.
Everyone laughed when I was like, I'm not fucking doing that joke again. I got him back with that. And then the other stuff sort of worked. But it was all new stuff. Like, back... like after COVID, and it was all fucking new. Like, no old jokes. So I was like pretty happy with how it went, really.
Yeah, at least you tried new shit.
Yeah. I'm all right bombing on new shit because.
So one thing I find frustrating is. Well, two things I find frustrating, like going to the shows, is just watching people do the same act over and over again. You know, it's like you've polished it. It's it's done. Like, you know,
it's going to go as well as it's going to go.
Yeah, but you're not reshuffling the order of it or anything. It's just the same shit over and over again. It's where are you trying to go with this? Like, what's the next plan? Like, or just watching new people. Just not, they won't let go of the phone or notes or something. And you're like, mate, just, if nothing else, learn one joke. You don't have to do the full 5 minutes. Learn one. Start with fucking one.
I know who this is directed at.
A few people, but one specifically. Yeah. Learn one.
Yeah, one fucking joke.
Learn one, if it's a fucking 30-second joke, learn it. Fucking memorize it. Go up and do that and fuck off. And then come back and do a second one.
Yeah.
Like, get one instead of going, oh, there's you know, something more to this. Let me look it up. Like, people don't care. It's going to be fucking miraculous to get laughs. Like, you're wasting time, as far as I'm concerned. Like, if it's your first time and all that, yeah, fine. But when you just don't show any improvement or sign of even trying it. To me, you're taking time off people who want to be up on there. Like,
yeah, I think it's, you can look at it one of two ways. You're doing that, or those people don't have, like, a growth mindset. They're not there trying to get better.
Yeah.
They're there, like, I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. Why are you here? Like, what is it you want from this?
Yeah.
You
know?
It's like Some people, I swear, just want to do it so that they can say, I do stand up.
Yeah. That's what I think as well sometimes. And that's fine to a certain extent. But
they're the worst fucking people.
I do find it annoying when they just...
I don't want to tell anyone that I do stand up.
Yeah.
People say, like, I sit... fucking family Christmas, and they're like, Ethan's been trying stand up. Like, don't fucking say that, because the next one is, oh, tell us all the joke then. Just like,
tell us one of your little jokes, Dan.
Yeah. Perform for us, monkey boy. Tell us a joke.
You know, the annoying thing is fucking if anything funny happens around you, oh, you can use that.
Oh, that's the fucking worst.
Yeah.
You can use that.
You know how hard it is to fucking paint this picture again perfectly so the 50 people who weren't here know exactly why that was funny just now?
Yeah.
We've no back and forth with anyone. I just had to paint the picture myself. Fuck off. And even then, not that good a joke. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I'm not going to spend 15 minutes setting up for that shitty punchline.
Yeah. It was a fucking usually warm Tuesday. We're at work. Smithy was there. What you got to know about Smithy is he's a fucking alco. Lefty was there too. Lefty fucking... No, fuck it. It's not... Fuck off.
Yeah.
You could do that if you were, like, doing an hour, I reckon.
Yeah, but even then, what's the fucking point?
Oh, just to fill time, basically.
Yeah, fill... Yeah.
Yeah. If you can talk in an entertaining way, like, you're just, like, high energy and just, like, keeping people engaged, you're just like, and anyway, and then this happened, and da-da-da, and then we went down the street, and then fucking Timo fucking nearly got in a punch on, and then fucking... like. You just keep going. People will just be like, oh, yeah, and then what happened next? Oh, and then what happened next? Next minute, your hour is done, and you're like, cool, thanks for coming. Told fucking 10 jokes in 1 hour.
Yeah. Well, you finish the hour with an actual joke, and everyone laughs, and you're like, all right, sweet, thank you. And you're like, oh, wow, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy was really funny. I like the story about Timo at the pub in the servo. That was fucking great.
Oh, fuck, man. I don't know what I'd do if I got a sausage roll like that.
I'd take it back if it's not a Mrs. Mac. Fucking true. Fucking true.
Yeah, fucking true.
Man, I'm all for people giving it a go and whatnot, but when you just see people just fucking around.
I think if it's open mic, like, it's fine, whatever. Yeah, it's fucking open mic.
I don't know, but after a dozen times or so, you're like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
when
it does.
When there's a select amount of spots and there's people out there who are trying.
Yeah. It does ruin it for the audience, too.
And I'm not talking on my behalf because I haven't actually missed shows from being like, you know, I miss shows for my own personal reasons. I haven't been left off a bill. If I want to get on, Eddie normally puts me on because.
Yeah, not all the time.
So it's not like I'm missing out because there's dickheads out there. But it's like there are people out there who can't be on shows and you're like, what the fuck are you doing on stage? Like, Mm. If you can see some sort of growth, you're like, all right, cool. Like, yeah, it doesn't matter how small it is, but if you can see something, you're like, all right, sweet. I see what you're doing. You're working. You're trying. But if you're just getting up there and just reading and going, oh, hold on.
What if they're getting up there, doing new stuff, but it's still failing, like, horrifically?
If you're still just going, here's a joke. Hold on. Let me look up the next bit. All right, here we go again. Yeah. Hold on. Give me a moment. There's more to this. All right, okay, and here it is. And then you like that's you're not going to get a laugh
for like 5 years.
Yeah. but you're not. It doesn't matter how good the joke is. You're not going to get a laugh. And if you can't remember, like, just learn that one thing.
Because it's like watching a magic trick from behind.
Yeah.
They just got their notes and shit there. It's like, dude, I can see what you're doing. Like, it's not impressive.
I watched you put the rabbit in the fucking hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look,
here's a hat.
Why aren't people amazed?
But if you look in this compartment here, rabbit. Yeah. Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this rabbit coming out of his hat. Remember, he's in here.
And then you're like, what do I do again? And then you check your phone. You're like, oh, that's right. I got to pull the rabbit out of the hat.
And here it is. And everyone's like, yeah, I can't. Yeah. Why would no one enjoy that? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a cunt. I don't know.
No, like, when I first started out, I used to fucking bomb horrifically. And it was, like, cringy bad. And it was, like, oh, man, and made people feel uncomfortable. And then the next person used to have to follow that. And I didn't realize at the time. I was just like, oh, fuck it. I'm just getting on stage. I'm having fun. I'm fucking around. Like, I was more there to watch comedy than I was to perform it. And I wasn't even nervous about getting up. So it kind of didn't matter to me when I first started out.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, like, some people will take longer to get that first, like, 5 minutes that they
hang on to. Oh, no, 100%. No. It's not that. It's like, what I'm saying is once you've got 5 minutes, if you just continue doing that 5 minutes and that's all you do and you don't break out of it, I get it.
Yeah, but some people don't even have that.
I get bored of that, but yeah, fair enough. At least you've got it.
You can go out and have a good night. And
Broden's a good example where Broden isn't going well, but he's trying.
You hear that, Broden? You piece of shit.
Yeah. I have no idea. He's trying new jokes. They weren't working, but you could see he's trying. You can see he's thinking about it.
And he does
trying.
Other stuff.
And yeah. He writes.
And he writes. You can see he's writing and trying and he's not just going up there and...
It might be with a crayon, but he writes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't do well the other night on Wednesday night either, but yeah, Broden had a bit of... He was had some joke about being a single mother and whatnot, and I'm like, why are you a mother? Like, I didn't quite get it, but I didn't. That's the kind of thing where it's like, okay, I can see you're trying to do something at least. Like,
yeah, you're changing
something. Yeah. You're trying to do something, working, and that's so all you can ask.
Yeah, actively trying to fucking make it better.
Yeah, even if it's a shit joke, if you learn one joke and just go up there and.
But my thing is, like, people learn different ways. So, like, maybe some of these psychos just need to do the same thing over and over and over and over again until they crack one day and go, like, fuck. I've been doing the same thing for,
100%
like,
right. I'm 2 years. Just an asshole, but
maybe I should fucking change something about it, and then they'll start. But, like, maybe they're just slower to learn. I don't know. But
I think it's a lot of times it's also getting out of your comfort zone. If you've got a set that does well and you get up and you perform and you're getting what you want, which is laughs, every time, it is really fucking hard to go from being like, okay, I've got 5 minutes that works, and like we all have 100%. At least 5 minutes that works.
Yeah.
And then having to say, okay, I'm going to put that aside and go up next week and bomb.
Yeah,
I'm going to fucking bomb next week.
Yeah.
Because it feels like you're going backwards.
Eat shit. Next Wednesday.
Yeah.
It feels like you're going backwards, but you're not. It's actually you're still growing, but yeah. Well, some people just aren't willing to go.
Well, that's the thing. At the start last week, a decent crowd turned up. And my plan, because the star usually gets less people, was to try my new shit there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'd planned and like thought about it all day of the new shit that I was going to do, and that's what was rattling around in my head all fucking day. And I've done it before when I've gone out and I'm like, oh fuck, there's a crowd here. Better fucking pull out the good shit and I fucking bombed and ate shit doing the stuff that I thought was going to work because I wasn't ready to do it because that's not where my mind was at.
Yeah, it's funny. It wasn't you ready know for the that. Jokes back the front, but if you set yourself up all day, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and then you change it last second.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
There's no ripcord. You've got to, if you've committed that bit, you've fucking committed it because you're, it's not just getting up there and remembering your lines as well because it's your timing. It's like, you know, your cadence. Some jokes take a little bit longer, so you've got to speak faster in your setups and stuff like that, especially if you've only got 5 minutes and you've got like, if it's a new joke, it's usually a lot longer, so you've got to get through it quicker.
Yeah. If comedy's on that
night, I feel
like
also your energy changes because you're like, I didn't want to be doing this, but I am doing this. Like,
yeah.
And you kind of phone it in, I guess, in a way. Like, not maybe not completely, but you don't fully commit to it. Like,
it's
you
not phoning
it. If you plan to go up there and do that 5 minutes, as opposed to just going last second, oh, I'm going to do this 5 minutes, you deliver it different, I think.
Like, yeah. And it's not, I don't think it's phoning it in. I think it's more just falling back into what's comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it's, all right, it's like, all right, look, at the end of the day, if I do get up and do an entire new 5 minutes and it completely bombs, I know I'm going to walk to the back, like the comedian's table, and it hasn't gone well, and I'm gonna laugh about it, and they're gonna be like, "Dude, you're writing jokes."
Yeah.
Never once does it like one of the regular comedians get off stage after they've done new material, and everyone's like, "You fucking suck, cunt."
Yeah.
Like,
they were just happy to hear something different.
Exactly. So yeah, for the people who were like hanging on to notes and all of that shit, and I'll get up every now and then, especially if I've got new material, I read off the stuff. But I'm also, I agree with the way you look at it, Ethan, is it's only fucking 5 minutes. Just learn it.
That's my thing. Is like, if you need to use notes, I'm not actually against notes, but after a certain point in time, you shouldn't need them. If you're trying, you should be.
But people don't memorize it because they've got the notes. The notes are stopping you from memorizing.
That's right. That's
it.
Exactly.
It's
right.
Like, I don't remember anyone's phone numbers anymore.
Yeah.
When I was younger, you had to remember people's phone numbers because they weren't saved in your phone.
Yeah, I can still remember both my house numbers from home phone numbers from when I was a kid. Like,
Yeah.
494-22832. That was
676-55.
Yeah, it's still in my fucking head.
Some cunt's gonna get phone calls in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Fuck them.
That's why, honestly, I've never used notes. I just kind of go, it's either sink or swim. You either know it or you don't.
Yeah.
And if I've rehearsed it, I kind of feel calm. If I know I haven't put the time in, I get real nervous.
Yeah.
I get real nervous because I know I'm like, I haven't done the work. Yeah. This isn't done yet.
But that's fine. And this isn't gonna go well. At least you're going to fucking, like, you might figure out something up there. Or you might go, oh, fuck, that's not even worth pursuing. Like, it's that bad.
100%. I've never wrote anything down on my hand or any notes in any way because I'm like, either learn it or you don't. It's just all there is to it.
Yeah.
If you want to do this, and maybe some people are just fucking around and that's fine as well because I want to go somewhere with this. But it's like if you want to do this, you either learn it or you don't.
I've come up with jokes because when you forget your next joke, I've said stuff trying to buy time.
Yeah.
And it's fucking killed. And it's like, I've got a new joke. I wouldn't have done that if I had my notes in front of me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thrown it out.
Because you're in the moment, man. That's the thing. You're in the moment more. If you like, anyone can go up there and read something to people. It's, no one wants to see that. That's not what it is. Like, it's good to a certain, like, if you're starting out and you just need it to get used to it and get your confidence up to get on stage and whatnot, like, it's all for it. But it comes to a certain point where you're like, you need to stop. It's like riding with training wheels. Like, you're going to keep them on forever? You can't really ride a bike. You're not really riding a bike. You're fucking...
Well, I've said to a couple of people, stop using notes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I said, I get it. I said, I've done it, but you have to stop using notes. And they're like, oh, but... I said, no. Like, you're fucking yourself over. Yeah. Take my advice.
They're not helping you. They're actually not helping you.
Yeah, 100%. Like you said, takes you out of the moment. Like, I've come up with some fucking... I've had, like, one night, the best set I've probably ever had at the Stag and Hunter. and I came up with a joke on stage and it fucking killed. It got an applause break and I came up with it then and there.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was like, fuck, man, that was the best feeling I've ever had in comedy. Like, is that exact moment when it was like, it just came to me.
It'd be gratifying because it's not something you wrote and planned. So you're like, this is just off the cuff.
Yeah.
I am funny. Like, even if I'm not planning to be, I'm funny. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, everyone of us have written jokes that have got laughs. So you're funny.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's just being on the spot funny is fucking a bit harder.
Especially
but
on stage.
Being on the spot funny doesn't, it's easier than being writing jokes funny.
Yes.
Fucking way easier.
100%.
Because you don't have to do that well to be on the spot funny. You can say something that's like not even remotely funny. And people
just
will fucking laugh because they're like, oh shit, he just made that up. Yeah. And like it's live
it's
and
banter.
People know that it's there. Yeah. And they're like, oh, that's fucking awesome. Yeah. To the point that I fucking hate it where you see like, oh, I like Andrew Schultz. Like he's not a bad comedian by any stretch.
Yeah.
Like he's fucking, and he's a really intelligent dude.
Yeah.
But a lot of his videos I see where he's doing just fucking straight crowd work. Everyone's like, this guy's the fucking greatest. He's the best. I can't believe he just comes up with all this on the spot.
Like
all these other hacks
day,
who write
like
jokes and shit. I was like, you fucking morons.
Yeah, you go down
and
pub,
cunts.
Every cunt's doing it. Like.
Yeah. Like, crowd work is easy. Like, we struggle with it because we're fucking new. But like, oh man, I hate those comments in YouTube where they're just like, oh, fucking all these comics who write jokes. It's like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
You don't know shit.
The rest of his act, though, is written jokes. Like, what the fuck are you on about? Like,
no,
but they don't realize that.
Yeah.
And his crowd work premises are fucking crowd work premises. They're questions that he'll throw out.
And he's got planned responses or he's in the ballpark.
And he knows. Like, I've got a thing that I'll throw to if there's a fucking, like, buff dude in the front row.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hey, man, aren't you everything I'm not?
Yeah.
And it kills every time. And they're like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And I'll, like, and then I'm like, sweet, now I can move into my self-deprecation stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just a little bit of crowd work. And you're bringing them into the joke.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's a, like, they get it. That's why being spontaneously funny in a group is easier.
Yeah.
Because
everyone's
on the
joke.
On
the
same wavelength. They've got the context.
Yeah, for
whereas,
sure.
Yeah. When you're introducing jokes where you're trying to talk about kids fucking pangolins, it's a lot harder.
Oh, yeah. We've got to talk about that. Fucking. What was that joke we've stitched Adam up today?
Oh, dude.
This will be fucking.
Yeah.
So horrific.
We've pulled together some money for Adam.
All right, let's rewind. Adam just shares this link today that says, "Professor who said pedophiles should be called minor attracted persons has agreed to resign." Like, that's the article he just shares out of fucking nowhere because Adam's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know why he just decided he's like, these guys need to see this.
He shares a lot of stuff to do with pedophiles.
But cause that's because he wants to write those dark jokes and shit like that. And I said it reminds me of that like old Louis C.K. bit, you know, the one he's like, I want to fuck a minor.
Yeah.
No, not a minor. I want to fuck a minor. Yeah. Something about it on a Ferris wheel or something.
Yeah.
Anyway. Because the basis of the article was like the person was saying like it's okay to find kids attractive as long as you don't fuck them. That's why they were saying, oh, they're minor attracted persons. Like, there's some people.
It's a flag.
Yeah, it's a pretty big red flag. Yeah. And so that's why they were told.
Like, you don't invite him around for a Sunday barbecue.
No.
Yeah. I just find him cute, that's all.
I'm not
Timmy.
Saying I'm going to fuck him, but I'm just saying I would.
I'll just say.
I won't, but I'd like to.
And I was like, well, because my mind always...
We cool?
My brain has this weird thing where whenever I read anything or wherever I see anything, if it's like women saying about something about men or like black people saying against white or white against black, I always think the opposite. Like, it's just how my fucking brain works.
Yeah.
You're a contrarian.
Yeah, it's like comedy sort of brain is like, would this work if it was the other way around?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so it's okay to find kids sexy as long as you don't fuck them. Does that mean it's okay to fuck kids if you don't find them sexy? Your Honor, the kid was fucking ugly. I'm not a pedo. I was doing him a favor. And I said, Adam, I'll give you $20 to say that on stage.
that's not terrible, though.
That's not the worst joke in the world.
It is.
I thought that was a funny joke. That's funny.
I think if you can, if he sets it, he needs to set it up and say that there was.
They've got to be warm. It is, and you've got to deliver it with confidence.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's got to explain, probably give the premise to the article. There was someone was arrested for saying. I don't know.
That's a solid punchline, but the setup has to be.
Yeah.
You're going to make sure everyone's on board.
Everyone needs to know.
You have
exactly
to do it exactly how I just did it. But the problem is, it took that long to give you guys context to get you to laugh at it.
Yeah.
Because if you just like go bang, bang, those two lines, if you're just like, it's okay, not. They're going to find him sexy, but not fuck him.
He could actually explain the article really dark. And give plenty of pauses and build tension in the room with that article.
You should do it as like a 5-minute bit.
Yeah. Build the tension about how fucked up what they said is what they said.
Mm.
And then be like that. And then I reckon it'll fucking kill. If he sets it up and he brings it real dark and the whole room's quiet.
Yeah.
And then he hits them with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it works. That's how that joke works.
Because it's kind of like, you're still shitting on yourself being the idiot, so it's like self-deprecating. Like, if it's okay for this...
I feel like if you're going to do that over 5 minutes, I feel like you'd have to throw some silly in there so it's dark and you keep alleviating
it. I think you need five minutes.
Probably not.
Not 5 minutes, but if you're going to extend that joke out, I think you got
to... It has to be long form.
It can't be set up.
It
has to be long form, and you kind of have to branch off into silly to kind of like, hey, this is fucked. Hey, how about this little fucking, And you throw a bit of that in there and then you kind of hit him with that eventually.
Kind of like what you do with the Are You Okay bit. Like, that's a long bit.
Yeah, it's 2-3 minutes.
And it has a lot of, exactly.
Well, that's how I write a lot of my stuff, is to try kind of go like that. Like, I try to find laugh points and shit.
Yeah. I saw that when you were doing your set at the Stag, how it was like that consistent, just like every now and then it's just like bang, bang, bang. You're getting laughs as you go along.
Yeah, because I wish I could, but I'm very shit at writing set up punchline. So
yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it's fucking very hard. And I find, I don't know, I feel like if any of the ones I have tried, they're just shit. But whenever, like, if I'm delivering them, I'm like, that doesn't even sound funny. Like, the way I say it isn't funny, kind of thing.
Mm. Set up punchline needs to be delivered to a crowd.
Yeah.
It's really hard to know if it's funny or not.
Yeah. I'm talking about, like, even just the way it sounds coming out. I'm like, that's not...
If it doesn't sound funny to you...
If you don't
find it funny yourself...
Yeah. I find it hard to sound natural saying it. So I write most of my shit out, and I'll kind of highlight where I think the funny is.
Yeah.
And I go, hold on, that's too big a gap. You need to throw something in there. It doesn't have to be the biggest laugh in the world, but if it's a word, if it's a phrase, if it's the way you say something, you need something in there, because this is too long without any kind of humor whatsoever. So you kind of, whether it's just you say something differently, you know, your accent or something, you got to. So that's it. That's the way I kind of write jokes, is to kind of, I write it out first, and I'll go through and I highlight where I think the funny is, and then I try to write it. I try say it, and often I find if you write it, it's different to how you say it. Because if you read it the way you wrote it, it doesn't sound natural.
Yeah, it's robotic almost.
Yeah, so you say it out loud, and you'll find you change a few words. So then you go back and you write it, and you go, okay, I'll change these words here, because that's what I just automatically said to make it feel more comfortable when my brain's going through it. And then, that's the way I kind of work. Is I go through and I go, okay, here's a funny point. Nah, there's too big a gap there. You know, throw something in.
Yeah, you need those laughs continuously. Otherwise, if it's been too long and you're explaining something, like, you're just yammering on.
Yeah.
And there's no laughs.
You're not,
exactly right.
If people aren't laughing at punchlines, you should be building towards the punchline or building tension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not just the words you say. It's how you say them. It's the words you use. Like, sometimes is there a funnier word? Like, the best example I can give is in the fat girl bit, where I say, you know, you draw succulently upon me, instead of just saying, oh, yeah, she was sucking my dick, kind of thing. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a funner way of saying, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, blowjob, whatever, fucking, yeah. It's a different way. And it's, yeah, It's a funnier way of saying it, in my opinion. Like,
yeah,
it is. So it's like, you know, sometimes it's, you
it
know,
gets a laugh in and of itself. Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a joke or a punchline. No. It's just a funny phrase kind of thing.
Yeah, I
gotta take a piss. Please hold.